Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Follow the sound of my voice.
I'm following you. Okay.
Walk towards my voice.
I'm blindfolded. I'm very nervously.
Come towards me, Peter.
Why can't you just hold my hand? This is very scary.
Okay, I'll hold your hand.
Oh, comfort. Okay.
All right.
Great.
Now, Peter.
Yeah?
First thing I want to let you know is that right now we are recording the Story Pirates podcast.
What? But we are outside.
I know. I have a surprise for you.
Oh, okay. I'm very nervous, but I trust you, Lee.
Okay, keep walking this way.
Okay.
A couple more steps.
Okay, it's creepy here.
We're almost there.
I'm going up a ramp?
Okay, we're here.
Ugh.
All right, Peter.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you where we are.
Okay.
I'm going to take off your blindfold.
All right.
In 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
Lee. We are on the oldest, most broken-looking pirate ship I have ever seen in my life.
I know, isn't it great?
It's barely floating. What are we doing here?
Peter, I bought this pirate ship on eBay so that you and I could fulfill our dream of hosting the Story Pirates podcast from a pirate ship out on the open ocean.
That's our dream?
Yes, it's our dream!
I had no idea!
I knew you'd like it. Here we go! All aboard!
To my head.
If you like action, make it action.
You can make a really funny story.
Use your imagination, obviously.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome to the Story Pirates podcast, everybody. My name's Lee.
And my name is Peter.
And each week, we're bringing you brand new stories written by kids and performed by us, the Story Pirates. And starting today, we're doing it all aboard a big, old pirate ship.
Okay, Lee, but how are we going to record all of these stories for our podcast on this ship? I mean, we don't even have a sound engineer.
Hey, Lee.
Oh, that's our sound designer, Rick.
Got all the mics, amps, sounds, dings, bops, doo-doo-doos. And a woo god that you asked for.
Hi, Rick.
Hey.
Oh, Rick,
hey.
You can just put everything down right over there.
Right over there? Okay.
There's so much stuff on this ship, Lee. What is all this stuff?
Well, I packed everything we need in order to do a podcast. You know, I brought every kind of animal. I brought costumes.
What's that over there?
Oh, that?
I brought pyrotechnics. I brought fidget spinners. I brought Baba Ganoush. I brought a whole lot of kefir. I brought some huge rats. I brought some pancakes. You know, everything you need to make a podcast.
Okay, but Lee, what about the Story Pirates, the rest of them?
Here we are!
Hey, guys, come on in!
There's a lot of people here like, oh, hey, look, there's Story Pirate Megan.
Oh, hello, Lee. Peter.
Oh, look, and here comes Rachel.
Oh, hi.
There's Beatrice.
Hey.
Oh, hey, there's John.
Hi.
Hey, there's Hercules.
Hi.
You know what? We don't need to say hi to everybody. Why don't you guys all say hi to each other? Well, enough about us. Let's perform our first story. This first one was written by a fifth grader, and I actually have a recording of him introducing his story. Take a listen.
Hey guys, this is Keegan, and I'm from Mill Creek, Washington. This is my story, I Love a Ghost. It's something that shouldn't be taken like serious because it's based off of ghosts and stuff, but it's something that could definitely happen in real life. So hope everyone likes it. Here it is, I Love a Ghost.
School is dismissed!
Yay!
Oh, hey, Tanner!
Hey, Josh!
You thinking what I'm thinking?
Let's walk home from school together like we always do. Jinx! Double jinx! Jinx again! Triple jinx! Jinx again! Jinx again! Wow, this is weird. When will it stop? You owe me a Coke! You owe me a jinx! What?
Weird.
Okay,
I'm done. Whoa! While we were jinxing, we walked right up to that old, scary, abandoned house we always walk past. We should run away.
No!
Huh?
Josh, there's something I need to tell you about this house. I've been coming here every day to observe the house, and it's haunted.
Then let's run!
But there's something else! There's a ghost that lives here, and her name is Jennifer, and, well... I love a ghost. I know that sounds strange, but I love a ghost, and that's not gonna change. And it might sound crazy, but I know in my head that a ghost's just a person who happens to be dead. So don't try to keep me from what I love the most, 'cause I am a boy, and I love that ghost.
Whoa, dude, that was beautiful.
I know. One day I'll get the courage to tell her how I feel.
I think now might be the time. Here she comes.
Oh, I didn't see you there. Hi, I'm Jennifer.
I'm Tanner. I've been watching you every day, waiting outside your house, learning about your ghost behavior, and I was wondering, do you want to...
Ooh, ghost there!
Father, no!
Who are you?
I'm Tanner. I was just asking your daughter if she wanted
to... If what? If she could maybe go on a date with you? A human? Never!
Father, why?
I won't have you associating with some human...
You can't tell me what to do. You're not my father.
What? Yes, I am.
Oh, right. Love you, Dad. But you don't understand me!
Fine, then make me understand!
It's simple, Dad. I just glanced at Tanner for the first time, and it was love at first sight, and well...
I love a boy. I know that sounds strange, but I love a boy. And that's not gonna change. And it might sound crazy, but I know in my head that a boy is just a ghost that isn't yet dead. So don't try to keep me from my heart's greatest joy, 'cause I am a ghost, and I love that boy.
Wow, that was... really beautiful.
Yeah, I know. Dad, why do you hate humans?
Well, me and my brother always hated each other. I was 20, he was 40, which is a crazy age difference, but you know what? Life comes at you fast. And one day our fight got out of hand. Well, one thing led to another, and yada, 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 I fell down dead. I hated him so much, in life and in death. Then I met your mother, and we had you, a beautiful baby ghost. And you know what? Now that I'm saying all this out loud, I am realizing that I only hate that one human, my brother. Not all humans. So that's on me, I guess. Whoops! I apologize for my behavior. You can go on that date if you'd like.
Yes! Hey, Tanner, you want to go to the movies?
I'd love to.
We're dating!
Oh, wow, this is so us to, like, say the same thing at the same time. It is just so adorable. Here we are off on our newer relationship. We're
no,
already finishing
Josh,
each other's...
Josh, not you.
Oh, that's cool. I'm just gonna go chill over here for a sec. Josh, out.
I love a ghost. I know that sounds strange, but I love a ghost, and that's not gonna change. And it might sound crazy, but I know that it's true, that I love a ghost.
I love a ghost.
And that boy loves me too.
Loves,
you
loves,
with a boy
he
like
loves,
me,
he loves, he loves
me with a ghost like
loves
you.
Loves me. I am a literal ghost.
The end.
Wow! Yeah.
That was so amazing.
Yeah, I
oh
love
my gosh.
That.
Okay, everyone, now that we performed the first story, I think I'm warming up to the whole perform the podcast on a boat thing. So I think I'm going to pull up the anchor. I'm going to use my foot to push us off the docks. Whoa, and there, we're out to the open ocean.
Wait, yeah.
Grab that captain's wheel.
What? Why?
You know, to drive the ship.
Oh, I don't know how to drive a ship. Do you?
Me? I don't know how to drive a ship. Do you, Rachel?
What, who, me? No. I don't know how to drive a ship. Megan, do you? Oh, don't look at me. I can't even drive a hard bargain.
So you're saying that I just pushed our boat out to sea and no one here knows how to drive it?
That appears to be the case.
What are we gonna do?
The important thing is that nobody panics.
Hello, everybody.
Who are you?
I am Rollo Vincent, the captain of this ship, and I know everything about this ship. In fact, I'll take you through some of the nautical terminology.
Okay.
Over here we have the mizzenmast. That there is the topsail. That's the mainsail. Over there is the sample sail. You can get a lot of good bargains over there.
What about a map? Did you bring a map?
Yes, in fact, I did.
Wait, but Rollo, you're holding the map upside down.
Oh, whoops. Yeah, these Google Maps are really confusing.
Well, but that's a real physical map.
That I drew from a picture I saw on Google. Anyway, look, I've got you. Calm down. We will be swishing around the big water in no time. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
That sounded really not promising. Lee, maybe we should go home.
Guys, there's nothing to worry about. We have a captain, remember? Besides, haven't you noticed that we're moving really fast through the water now?
Oh yeah, I can't even see land anymore. That must mean that Rollo is driving the ship right now, huh?
Actually, I think that's just the wind pushing us.
Rollo, you're back. Shouldn't you be off doing captain-y type things?
Story pirates, I have a confession to make.
Oh no.
I'm not a ship's captain. I'm just a regular old boring pirate who doesn't know anything about boats at all.
What? Rollo, why did you lie to us?
The thing is, I'm just a huge fan of you guys, of the story pirates. And I thought that if I snuck on board and pretended to know what I was doing, maybe you guys would be my friends and let me be a story pirate too.
I can see now
that it was a really bad idea. So I'll just walk the plank and never bother you again. Goodbye, story pirates!
Rollo, wait!
Huh?
Rollo, even though you lied to us,
one of our rules is that whenever anyone asks to be a story pirate, we have to consider it.
Okay.
Story pirate huddle.
All right, let's get in this huddle.
Somebody smells great. I just want to put that out there.
And break!
Okay, Rollo. You can stay!
Oh, hooray! Oh, this is so wonderful. Oh, I promise we're going to have just the best time. We can have foot races around the deck, and we can have pole climbing contests. Oh, and at night, under the stars, we can all get under, you know, burlap blankets and tell each other ghost stories. Oh, it's going to be great. Maybe we could even have s'mores.
Wow, that honestly sounds incredible.
Yeah,
I love it.
Good.
Yeah, I love it. So what do you want to do first?
How about another story?
That's a great idea. And this next story is actually a song. And this song was written by a second grader from Brooklyn, New York.
Hi,
Hi, my name's Alex, and this is my story, Fred the Carrot.
I am a carrot on Saturn, and it's a beautiful morning. And I'm hoping today is my special day, and my wish will come true. To be eaten, but no human has ever been to Saturn,
so there's nobody here to eat you.
Hi everyone, it's me, Fred the Carrot, and I just had the most amazing idea. So I'm just going to scream super loud and hope that a human hears me and comes to Saturn so that I can finally be eaten. Okay, here I go. 3, 2, 1. Oh no, I just remembered I'm in space, and in space, no one can hear you scream. Oh well. I am a carrot on Saturn, and it's a beautiful morning. And I'm hoping today is my special day, and my wish will come true. I wanna be eaten, but no human has ever been to Saturn. No human has ever been to Saturn. But if one day a human came to Saturn, oh boy, when a human be hungry, he'll be starved. I'm the perfect provision, 'cause carrots help your vision, and we're tasty. Oh, when a human comes, oh, when a human comes, I'll be the big winner. When it's time for dinner, he'll eat me. The human will eat me. But no human has ever been to Saturn.
So there's nobody here to eat you.
Okay, I get it, background singers. I'm doomed to spend an eternity alone in space, uneaten. For here am I sitting here on Saturn. Far above the world.
An astronaut who's made it to Saturn, and it's a beautiful morning. I am a human astronaut, and I've landed here on Saturn. Boy, oh boy, could I go for some B12 vitamins right now.
Excuse me. Hi. Yeah, I'm Fred the Carrot, and actually, I'm a good source of B12 vitamins.
Well, Fred the Carrot, could I eat you?
Yes! I mean, Fred, come on, play it cool. Yes. I am a carrot.
I am an astronaut.
And it's a beautiful morning. Know that today is a special day, and his wish will come true.
I'm gonna be eaten.
I'm gonna eat him.
'Cause now there's somebody here. There's somebody here. There's somebody here to eat you.
Dreams come true.
Yeah.
And now let's speak with the author himself. Here's Alex.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
I'm so happy to talk to you today about your story, Fred the Carrot. How did you get the idea for your story?
I just started thinking, and then this just popped up in my head, and I just started writing it down.
Do you like carrots?
No.
No, you don't?
I just thought it'd be funny to write about it.
Do you ever want anything as badly as Fred wanted to be eaten?
Yeah.
What's your big dream, if you could have anything?
Maybe to be a baseball player.
Oh, cool. What position do you like to play on baseball?
Shortstop.
Nice. I love shortstop. Do you have any advice for kids out there who want to write a story but maybe have trouble knowing where to start?
Maybe to stick with one of the ideas that you think is bad and try to add more details to it.
Details are really, really important things for stories, right?
Yeah.
What's your favorite detail in your story?
Maybe the astronaut coming to Saturn.
I love that detail also. Alex, I really like talking to you. Thank you so much for letting us perform your story.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening. And thanks to today's authors, Keegan Dougherty and Alex Katsanos. We love your stories. And to all the kids who sent us in stories, we love them so much. Thanks for sending them in.
Yeah!
Hey, Lee, what if there's kids out there listening right now who want to hear their stories on the Story Pirates podcast?
Oh, right now, we have a brand new theme, and that theme is make up your own holiday.
Ooh!
So kids, write a story about a brand new holiday that's never existed in the history of time and tell us who celebrates it, how they celebrate it, everything about it, and guess what? It can be as crazy as you want.
That's amazing. How do parents submit their kids' stories?
Parents, go to storypirates.com/podcast to submit your child's story today.
All right. Hey, Lee, I just have one last question. How are we going to get back to land?
Oh, well, we all have smartphones, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
The
yeah.
internet?
Yeah. Mine just died, but I'm sure that's no problem.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Produced for Gimlet Media by Jasmine Romero, and produced for The Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Lauren Glover. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer and Josh Hahn at the Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. The Story Pirates podcast is written, directed, and performed by the Story Pirates. Contributors to this episode are Eric Gerson, Anna Marr, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Brendan O'Grady, Megan O'Neill, Emily Alcott, Lee Overtree, Matt Rogers, Peter Russo, Jesse Thurston, and Rachel Winitsky. The music for Fred the Carrot was written by Jack Mitchell and arranged and produced by Brendan O'Grady and associate produced by Jack Mitchell and Eric Gerson, with vocal arrangements and direction by Jack Mitchell. Special thanks to you for listening, because without you, there'd be nobody here to eat us.